Hello, friends. Ali Silva here. How about this for a change of pace? Our next four weekly podcast episodes will tell one long-form story set in our favorite dimly lit little coastal town, the one snuggled quietly in the farthest reaches of Long Island, New York, Sunken Harbor. Now, some of you listeners asked us, or shall I say, dared us, to return to this haunted hamlet once again. And who are we to say no to our most devoted audience? The following little slice of suspense, The Restorer, will serve as a prologue to this strange adventure into the unknown, snowbound in Sunken Harbor.
Hello.
Oh, hello. And here I was prepared to go straight to voicemail. I'm glad that someone happens to be there today.
I'm still here. Who may I ask is calling?
My name is Simon. You know, I was pretty positive no one would be there today due to the nasty blizzard outside.
Blizzard?
You mean you don't realize it's been snowing all day? It's really piling up out there.
Huh. What do you know? I heard nothing about snow in the weather forecast. You know, I'm kind of embarrassed to say it, but I've been so entrenched in my work in the basement of the house for so long, I haven't been outside or past a window. I only came upstairs because I heard the phone ringing. Oh, man, I just craned my head to look. Where did all this snow come from? Jeez.
It's a biggie, all right. Caught us all by surprise. I was just calling, hoping to touch base with one of the good folks involved in the long-overdue restoration of the old Chappie house.
Well, it's pretty much just me for now. It's mostly on a voluntary basis for the time being. Everyone knows the Sunken Harbor Historical Society doesn't even have the funding to replace the hinges on its own front door.
That's as old as tomorrow, isn't it?
So, how can I help you, sir?
Well, you see, a friend of a friend of a friend's great-great-great-grandfather lived there in the Chappie house. A friend who's no longer with us, I'm afraid. But this friend of a friend of a friend told me some really interesting things about the house, and I've always wondered if they were really true.
Mm-hmm.
And since I have you on the line...
Yes?
I'm sorry. I didn't get your name.
Jerry. Jerry Arden.
Jerry. You wouldn't be using a cordless phone by any chance, would you?
Actually, just so happens that I am.
Great. Now, this is simply based on what this person told me, Jerry. If you would indulge me for one second...
I'd really have to finish up here, sir. Gotta figure out how the heck I'm gonna get out of here with all this snow.
This won't take but a minute of your time. If my friend was right, this could be really interesting.
Okay.
Now, if you could walk over to the room furthest southeast in the house, on the main floor.
No need to. I'm standing in it right now.
Oh, you are? How perfect. Wonderful. The room you're standing in now was once Hiram Chappie's study.
Yes, that's what we figured.
It was, for certain. Now, the Chappie house is supposed to be filled with all kinds of secrets and fascinating and eccentric little wonders and oddities.
I've been over this house with a fine-toothed comb, sir, and while the Chappie house is a wonderful example of colonial American architecture, I haven't made any discoveries that struck me as anything I would consider out of the ordinary for the period.
Are you anywhere near the fireplace in the room?
I'm standing right in front of it.
Wonderful. Now, do me this favor. Examine the floorboard, the slat of wood directly in front of the hearth.
I'm looking at it.
Bend closer. Can you see? It's different than all the other floorboards in the room, isn't it? It's shaped differently, and it's even made from a different kind of wood than the others. Have you ever noticed?
Huh. I see now. I've never really paid attention to that before. Looks like it could be spruce, something of a white cherry finish.
Now, if my friend was correct, look at the heads of the nails on that piece of floorboard. Run your fingers over them.
Huh. Well, I'll be.
They aren't real nails, are they?
They're painted on, very convincingly so.
Interesting, right?
Hmm.
Now, push on one end of the floorboard. Press on it.
Okay. Wow.
Pretty neat, huh?
Yeah.
A bit dusty?
Yeah. dusty and musty.
Now, just reach inside.
Beat you to it. What's this in here?
Why don't you tell me?
Okay, there's a box. Mahogany, it looks like. Very nice. And judging by the looks of it, I'm pretty confident it's from the original incarnation of the house.
Open it.
Whew, that's a strange smell. Ugh. What's this? There's a bundle of old but surprisingly well-preserved papers in here. Some drawings. Weird-looking drawings. Is this a... what is this supposed to be?
Did you find it? The pipe?
Is that what this shriveled brown thing is? About 3 inches long.
I believe that's it. You found it. Well done, Jerry.
It looks like it's sculpted in the shape of a finger.
Maybe it's a real finger. Actually, it's a pipe.
A pipe? Oh, yeah, like a whistle. I see now. Ugh, weird.
See under the fingernail part? That's the mouthpiece.
Okay. So what do I do now?
That's easy. Blow into it. See if it still makes a sound.
All right, but it doesn't seem very sanitary. Let me wipe it off a little.
That's okay. Just try it out for me, if you don't mind.
Yeah, why not? Kind of a phlegmy sounding. What was that?
What was what?
That. Where did that sound come from?
I didn't hear anything. Well, my friend of a friend of a friend may have mentioned something to me about...
That sound. It's getting closer.
This modestly sized clapboard structure, a classic example of Dutch colonial architecture erected in 1740, is the oldest standing house in the Sunken Harbor Township, and one of the oldest buildings left on all of Long Island, New York. It is sleepily hidden away on a large expanse of land, several miles from the center of town. Right now, this long-neglected little white house is almost camouflaged among the snowy, billowing drifts presently surrounding it. The house, on the surface at least, is the very definition of cozy. Just the place you'd like to be during a snowstorm like this. But if one lingers long enough, there is a stillness, a creeping silence that invites dark dreams and visions of sufferings past and forebodings present. And this storm is just getting underway. Pull up closer to the fire. Get snug in your blankets, friends, and make sure the cupboard is full. This is what it means to be snowbound in Sunken Harbor. This is Fireside Mystery Theater. And that concludes our program. For now. The part of Simon was played by Alan LaForest, and the part of Jerry was played by Bill Heidrich. Snowbound in Sunken Harbor was written by Sylvan Sandovar and Rebecca Graves, and it was directed by Annabelle Rollison. Our show is produced by Gustavo Rodriguez, Daniel and Rebecca Graves, and myself for Fireside Mystery Productions. Our theme music is by Jason Graves. Our musical score was improvised by Steve Blanco. Our sound designer is Greg Russ. Our sound effects engineer is Joe Young. Our technical director is Johnny Goddard. Our production coordinator is Dahlia Morali. And our production assistant is Brontis Shane Orengo. For listeners in the New York City area, our next live taping for an all-new show we call Love After Death will be at the Slipper Room on Sunday, February 26th at 7 p.m. We'd love to have you join us. Tickets on sale now at slipperroom.com. Also, coming up on Thursday, March 9th at 7 p.m., fans of all ages are invited to attend an evening with Fireside Mystery Theater. This show, featuring some of your favorite Fireside audio dramas, will be performed live at the 53rd Street branch of the New York Public Library in Manhattan. The event is free, and we'd love to see you there. Please help us out, dear listeners, by taking a quick moment to rate and review our podcast on iTunes. It means a lot to us to get your feedback, and we really appreciate it. Find out what happens in next week's episode, As Old as Tomorrow. Another installment in our sojourn into wintry weirdness that keeps us snowbound in Sunken Harbor. This is your own Ali Silva, encouraging you to trip the light fantastic, while being sure to mind the shadows.